And our multitasking Richie will be paying close attention as we begin the ninth parak. And we start right at Halacha Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Putchim, Ladam Bechor Avi V'Imo, Achachamim Osri. Omer Rabbi Tzadok, Ache Putchim, Bechor Avi V'Imo, Yiftekolo Bechor Amakom. And if that, in Kenei Nedarim. Again, there's much focus, I'd read that. Whether that's a comeback, no, nobody would have said that, because in Kenei Nedarim, that's good for Tzadok's question. Molim Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, Bidavar, Shebein Adam Levein Avi V'Imo, directly. He said, let's say, I don't want my father to be nenet from me. That definitely, you could be potrino before the vivimo, because over there, first of all, he was already a chutzpah nyak to do it, so he's not going to lie. And secondly, it's not going to become a generic kind of universal p'tur that, oh, reflects on your parents. I mean, obviously, this reflects directly on his parents. So, Rabbanan Amrim. And clearly what's happening over here. Actually, let's skip and go to Reb Lezer, which is the correct use. Reb Lezer Omer, Chazakash Adam Ma'ami Bechor Avivimo. What Reb Lezer holds is that a person will say the truth when it comes to Pagam in Avivimo. And he's not going to lie, even though he's a bit embarrassed that, you know, I don't give a damn, but he'll tell you the truth.
I don't have the word chazakah at all, right?
That's fine, fine. Yeah. So chazakah shadam ma'ami bechor avivimo, he'll tell you the truth. Whereas the Rabbanin Amrim, pa'ami ma'ami, pa'ami mino ma'ami. You can't rely on that. There are plenty of people who will lie, who will lie and tell you that they never would have said such things because they're embarrassed. So you can't rely on this kind of Hatar. Motor of Eliezer, Leachem, Mitzah. Eliezer admits the Chachamim that after parent's death, you can't use Kvod Avivimo. Because after parent dies, people are ready to give him Kovet, you know? So he's. So then he's going to be embarrassed to say, well, you know, I don't care. He says Scottish, so he cares. Hakol Modin de Kvod Rabbo. Sheino Mami. Even Rabbi Eliezer is moda that a person is not going to tell you the truth when it comes to Chvod Rabbo. And he'll say, well, if I would have known, I wouldn't have done it. He'll lie. When it says in the Mishnah, in Kain Ein Nedarim, lo yu nedarim, let there not be nedarim, what do I care? Does it make a difference? So let there not be nedarim. So let everybody give up on the darn. Very good. It's a great idea. I understand, but the Torah says, "Vaydaber Moshe Roshei Amatot," which means "Talah Parsha Roshei Amatot Shematir Antidrayim." You can't have a situation which everybody believes that the darim are useless. If you need a chacham and a rosh mater, if you're going to be dealing with a yochid, how can a person stand up? Everybody will just say, oh yeah, well, the Mishnah already gives a standard heter. You realize this reflects on your parents. Yes, thank you. Okay, bye. But we can't do that. Otherwise, what do we need Rosh Matot for? Imom Arat King, Imtsaoka Prashad Nadarim in the Torah. And if you're going to say, Potchim Bechvod HaMakom, so what's the point? What do we need a Chacham? Everybody can make this Petach all on their own. So there's no Rosh HaMatot. This change of gears here. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Hatomer potrim before Avivimo, Dvarim shebeino levein Avivimo. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, when we say that according to the Chachamim, who agree, even though normally you cannot be poteach on a standard neder before Avivimo, you can definitely, it says in the Mishnah, be poteach on something that is personally nogeach before Avivimo, such as I swear that I will not give any benefits to my parents. So, do we also say that to gavatam, yiftechulo bechor hamakom dvorim shemir aven hamakom? Do we also say that if it's nogeah kvod hamakom, that, let's say a guy says, for instance, ezek kvod hamakom, let's say he says, I'm not going to make a sukkah. I also sukkah myself, or I also lulav it. So since that's nogea kvod makom, would we say that there the guy would basically, since either because it's not a universal heter, or because since the guy already had chutzpah and said he's not going to make a lulav, so he's not going to lie? I don't understand. Why is that called kvod hamakom? Huh? What is that saying? Mashmoleden alav sheyom ahani. Excuse me? You're doing God favors by doing mitzvahs? I don't understand what that's supposed to be. This is an indication, you know, you can stuff it. Believe me, God couldn't care less. That's what I'm going. You're supposed to be doing mitzvahs for your own good. It says, in tzadak tamati tenlo. What do you think? You're a big tzadik, God. You're really doing God tremendous favors. You're not doing him any favors, bichlal. What's kind of kvod makom? Im chatata matif albo. Go ahead. You think it makes an afkamina. So if you are noted to be mevatel, that's a mitzvah. It can't be patech b'kvod makom. Other than to say, but it's in general, God commanded it, how can you ignore it? I'm not used about anything. God commanded you not to be loose with the door. It's the same thing. So it's always going to boil down to a universal problem. You know, if you lamaisa give in to your yetzer hara and you start breaking dishes because you're angry and so on, so by doing the ratzon of your yetzer, you're doing avodah zarah, and therefore for that you can be poteach. If you say to a guy, look, you responded with anger, which is why you made this net. You're angry at the guy, you said, I swear I don't want you getting on off me. Right? That's avodah zarah. That's not just tichat b'kvod hamakom. Would you have done it? That you could say. My time. Lo yebecha el zar. Velo shtachav ela el nechar. Who is that el zar? Becha. There's an el zar inside of you. There's an alien god inside of you. And that's when you do things that you don't want to do. So that's the zar shebekir becha. So that's the zar that's inside of you. Al tam lecheo alecha. Don't make that alien your king. That's the point. You make an alien inside of you a king. That's avodah zarah, basically. So that's what it's saying. That's what it says becha. That's the two different things. Lo ye becha el zar. Don't have a god, an alien god, in your innards, and don't bow down to an outer. Elzar, beautiful drush, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Patach, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish would use the following petach. Ilu hayita yodea, shahanoder, ki ilu noten kolar al tzavaro, noder hayita. If you would have known that somebody who makes a neder, it's as if he puts a collar, one of these collars, radio collars that they put on you from the courts when you're in violation of parole, not to be in violation of parole. And you can't take it off. You can only take it off if you get a court order, right? That's basically your situation over here. You have created a situation where you can't change your mind unless you get a court order, so to speak, which is atarat nedarim. No normal human being does that. You don't put yourself into a position where in order to be free, you need to go to court. So why would you want to put yourself in parole? You understand that that's what we're talking about? Le Castoroi. Well, you know what this is like? This is like Castro's boys, that they can go around, put on collars on people, drag them in. So there's Shaita over it. You see a group of these revolutionaries walking by. Vera kolar panui. So here's a guy walking along the street, and he sees them holding these handcuffs. So he grabs one and he puts it on himself. Click, click. Brilliant. Guy's really brilliant. What an idiot. That's what you're doing.
Stuck.
Hmm?
Put the sentence
of
the stock.
Well, no. It's, stock is kavua, but this is a kolar. It's not kavua. So what would be the point of that? Because it says, le'esor isar. You understand? Le'esor isar. What does that mean? To put yourself into jail. Right? Beit ha'asurim. Isn't that a meaning of jail? What are you doing? So that's the way the Torah presents Nedarim. You want to put yourself in prison. You got to be an idiot. Take a look at the way Yirmiyahu uses the word. You are in jail, meaning imprisoned by your handcuffs. You're imprisoned by your collar. Rabbi Yonatan Patach. Rabbi Yonatan would use a standard kind of petach for a neder. Yilo hayiti yodea. Sha'anoder kebone bama. V'hamekaimol kemakriv alav. Noder hayita. Now, how exactly, going back to your original, you're comparing Avodah Zarah to Nedarim? I mean, look, nobody's going to take that seriously. I mean, gosh, Avodah Zarah is skila. I mean, what is Nedarim? The guy's going to say, okay, look, you know, you give me your homiletics. I mean, bottom line, you're telling me I'm chayav skila, like an El Zar Shabakir Bachansa. Stop exaggerating. Right? So, and here you got the most, you got a lotas if you're over on it. You're trying to turn a guy, to make a guy really believe you that it's like Avodah Zarah. Let lacha, I mean, Ella, ke'ode omre, v'yana, kala shomei litzro, ki'ilu oved Avodah Zarah. The most you could say is that it's like, you can't be medame to Avodah Zarah, bekirbacha, el zar, bekirbacha. You can say that it's like worshipping Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yitzchak Patach, Rabbi Yitzchak's standard Patach was, Ilo hayiti yodea sha'anoder kino notel cherev v'doker b'libo. Suppose I would explain to you that making a neder is like taking a knife and stabbing yourself to the heart. Would you make a neder? Noder hayita. It says, Yesh botek mitkerot cherev. There are people who open up their mouths, stabbing themselves with a sword. So would you do that? Of course, we said before you can't use it because it's the Gemara and the Bava said you can't use this because it's universal. And then it's the same thing as we don't want to provide a reason for people to just ignore the Dharm because it's a universal petach. Rabbi Chanina de Tziporin, B'shem Rabbi Pinchas, says it does not say over here kimidaker becherev. Right? It doesn't say lashon yachid. It says kimit karot cherev. It sounds like a whole gang of stabbings. So this is more than one stabbing. This is le'achar shenadar minakikar. Forget about it. It's not that maybe you'll be over on the nether. It's vaydeyechal vaydeloyechal mekso. It's already no good no matter what you do. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, because you're going to be stabbed either way. If you're Mekayim the Neder, if you're not Mekayim the Neder. If you eat the Kikar, you'll be over on the Neder. If you don't eat the Kikar, then you're going to be over on the fact that you're Mitzayir yourself for no reason. And the Torah doesn't want that. So no matter what you do, you're an idiot. And that's why it says Kimit Karot Chelet. The only thing to do is, Ketzer Oseh, run to your nearest Chacham. The doctor is in. Olei Ketzer Chacham v'matir nidro. And that's why it says, the end of the Pasuk is, V'lashon chachamim mirpa. So in other words, yesh botek kemit karot cherev. You made yourself a neder. V'lashon chachamim mirpa. You can always get out of the botek through the chacham's big matir, the neder. Rabbini b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, he holds that you can be boteach by simply saying, lo dayecha ma she'asra lecha Torah, ela she'ata mevakesh le'asor alecha dvarim achirim. If you would have realized that that is itself a pshi'ah, would you have done it? Does it not say, le'esor isar, that what, you are going to add isurim on isurei Torah? What the heck is wrong with you? Rabbi Yochanan, potach, Rabbi Yochanan would be matir nedarim with simply the toy, on the fact that the guy is mitcharet, without any further petach. And when they would ask, to be sure on a neder, he would say, Ilulei duhuta huati. Would the guy be here if he didn't have charata making the neder? So he has charata making the neder. So that's it. What do you mean? What good is that? He may have charata now that he made the neder, but he doesn't have charata that he made the neder at the time that he made the neder. Isn't that just like Nola? V'tohut lo k'nola dami? I mean, the fact that the guy is now upset, I mean, the same way you can't be poteach v'nolad, you can't be mitcharet, because right now the guy is saying, I have charata. Maybe he has charata, because he's changed his mind now. What does this prove? That he, that at the time that he made a neder, don't you have to go through the whole thing? If you would have realized at the time that you made the neder, etc., etc., how could Rabbi Yochanan just be mad at the neder? Amar Rabbi La, I'll tell you why. Because hatahut mitsuya, it is so normal for a person who expresses himself in a neder that he's doing it without thinking correctly. The norm is that a guy comes to a point and he says to himself, what you have to open your fat mouth for? So since that is so mitzvya, it's not considered to be nolad. It's considered to always be a charota mi'icharo. Because that's what you're upset about. Why did you open your fat mouth? And if that's the case, then basically at the time that you made the neder, had you been aware of the reality is that you're going to look at yourself as an idiot, you wouldn't have made the neder. So what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, once a guy is coming and he's asking that he wants a way out of his neder, basically he considers himself a fool for having made the neder. Therefore, it's not looked at as no luck. Kiha, Rabbi Shimon. There's a case like where Rabbi Shimon was lo matza petach l'nidra. He couldn't find a petach. Hashabah had mizikdei Galil. One of the big gedolim in the Galil, some say it was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And he takes Rabbi Shimon, and he says to him that Avi Nasi v'leimiyacha mukim lahacha Nasi v'leimiyacha mukim lahacha. He was walking with him, trying to figure out a way out of his neder. Adu kmuye, until he sit him down, go shimsha in the sun. It was 110 degrees. Rabbi Shimon is melting. And he's sitting there, so let's see. Maybe this is the pshat. After 3 hours of this, he is literally mafli manoi. The guy starts peeling off his clothes. He's going nuts. Amri lei. So then he asked him, let me ask you something. If you would have known that this rabbi is going to sit you down in the sun and drive you bananas, would you have ever made a neder? He's never, never, I want to know. Surely, on that basis, the Zaken was martyrim, the neder. So they asked Rav Shimon ben Elazar, assuming it was him, they asked him, how do you know that that should be considered a valid charot? I mean, it's not a normal, not a normal event. Marlon, so he said, I'll tell you. I was a misharet to Rabbi Meir, and that was the second time that he ran away. Was that one of the times is when his sister-in-law had been put into a Roman whorehouse, and he had to get her out. And the other time was when he sent one of the Talmidim to see if he could seduce his wife, and sure enough, and he had to leave town from that mason. So there were two times that he ran away. These guys were not like us. So anyway, I'm telling you that I was Mishamish Rabbi Meir, okay? And that's where I got this halacha from. Itiami Maklosh Rabbi Meir, Tabiyadi. Others say, you know, I carried Rabbi Meir's cane, and that cane taught me how to think, okay? So Vihimal Ametli Deya. That's how far it goes. So, and that is, he's saying, you're asking me how I learned these things. But you don't expect a linear description of my learning. It's an existential experience being with Rabbi Meir. Come on. Great. Okay. Beautiful. Rabbi Yirmiya. Sorry, Nidro Mekayim. Now, Rabbi Yirmiya would go to get a heter for his neder. But even so, he was Mekayim the neder. Why? We're not sure. In mishum du fashash lo yadin. We don't know whether the reason is that the reason he was mekayim it is because he was afraid that the one who gave him the heter of the neder didn't really know what he was doing. Or in mishum she'en hayetzer ta'ev al davar she'asur lo v'lo yadin. We're not sure. Maybe the reason is that he recognized that the yetzer hara only wants things that it can't have. Right. So now that he was mata the neder, he would be in the kind of the neder because he doesn't want it anyway. But maybe that's the point. In other words, if I make the neder and then I'm mata the neder, so now basically the whole thing becomes moot. First it was like, so I wanted it so bad, you know. No, so I make the neder.
Right.
So I make the neder, so now now for sure I can't have it. Now it's that killing me. Long. So now I go and I'm mad to the neder. But now if I'm mad to the neder, so what's the big deal? What do I need it for? Brilliant. Oh, man. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kat Lo'avi Boi, Maiden. When Rabbi Yirmiyah was simply not in the mood to be a dayan, they call him up for his so-called jury duty, but I mean, you know, he had to be Maiden. So what he would say, he would, my eyes, oh, I guess I... My eyes, I can't see clearly. If you can't see clearly, you can't think clearly. You're puzzled within. So he would say, Einai kahaya. My eyes are weak today. It says, who cares if his eyes are weak? Because it says, Al piem ye ko riv v'chol nega. What's the connection of nega to riv? So makish rivim l'negayim. To just like, ma negayim. By negayim it says b'ferush. L'chol mar'e enei ha-kohen. The kohen who can't see clearly, can't paskin nadari and negayim af rivim, so things that are nogea chacham lekol mar'eh ne'akohen. So that means that if somebody has to be dan a riv dinei mamanut, so he's not kosher if he can't see clearly, which is very experientially true. Ramona nader min charmak davui. Ramona once made a neder not to drink the wine that his father makes. So Otavui Salak Lagabe, his father comes to visit him, and his father says to him, if you would know how much pain it gives me that you refuse to drink this wine that I make. You say homemade wine. I hate homemade wine. I work all year on making this wine, and you say you swear you're not going to drink this wine. If you would know how much pain you're giving me, would you have made the matter? Marley, so Ramona says, no, Dad, of course not. Lo. Visharale. So he was mad and better on the basis of that. Man an kayamim. When we say in the Mishnah, Dvarim Shabinola Vivalimo, Botchimlo. I mean, Imbomer Hanayati Alaba. What's the case? A guy asks his ana'ah on his father. His father's not allowed to drink from, right? And that would be the case over here. If I ever drink that awful wine that you make, you should never be nana for me ever. So, if that's the case, how do you do Amr Yaakov Baracha or Shmuel Bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonatan? Kofin et az ben, shizon et aviv. I mean, if anyway the child is mishubad to take care of his father, and the neder would not be chal, so what would be the point? The neder anyway is a meaningless neder. Ela kenan kayamin. We must be talking about a different case where he said, Hanayat Abba Alai, I will not take anything from Dad if he makes me drink this horrible wine. So that's considered to be Dvarim Beino Lebein Aviv Imo. Since over here, Aviv Mitzter, the Mishnah said it's okay to use that. Rabbi Mona Nada, Visolak Lagabi Reb Shimi. So Rabbi Mona made a neder, he goes to Reb Shimi to be matan, and there are no, as Reb Shimi said to him, Yilu Hayita Yodea, Shabriot Rechakiminach, Dat Nadran, Nada Avita. If you would realize that people look at a guy that makes the nedarim as a weirdo, people don't like weirdos, you're not going to have any friends making nedarim. Would you have made the neder? Omar lay low. Vesharle was mocking him on the basis of not being a weirdo.
There's more to that.
No, but there's a big kiddush in this, because it sounds like one of those universal klolim that could apply to any neder, and therefore it shouldn't be
an easy way out.
Yeah. Right, but the fact is, And many people don't care about being weirdos. You know, maybe they like to be idiosyncratic. I mean, so it's not a universally usable, maybe universally logical, but Mamela would be mutter to use it as a siba for hetachach. 15 years the Mishnah, lochabet, v'od amar Rabbi Eliezer, potchim menolad, v'chachonim osrim. What do we mean by nolad? Ketzad. Omar, konim she'ini nena lish ploni. And then this guy goes ahead and becomes a sofer. Some learned sofer means literally, he becomes the graphic store. You know, so now if you need a contractor, you want to give a get or whatever, you got to go to this guy. Others learn, no, sofer is just a lashon of sofrim, takanat sofrim. In other words, a talmid chacham. But you need to go to him, you know, talk to him, deal with him for your shaylas. Oh, shayam esied benobikar over. You suddenly find out the guy's making a big wedding, you're going to miss out on the meal, you know? And you say, whoa, ilo ayiti odea shuna ase sofer. Oh, shayam esied benobikar over, lo ayiti noder. Oh, konim lo vayet zesheni nichnas. And then all of a sudden, they turn that building into a Beit Knesset. I certainly don't want to give money to another building fund. Says Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, mi Moshe lamad Rabbi Eliezer. Actually, we learned this in the Bavli also. The raya was from Moshe Rabbeinu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was poteach from Moshe Rabbeinu ben Olad, right? Says, Vayo Moshe l'shevet ha'tayish. He's not going to leave Yitro. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that, no, it's okay, you can go down to Mitzrayim, ki meitu kol anashim, meaning that now Dosan v'Avirim are dead. So, amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ilo ayita yodea ki meitu kol anashim, mevakshim et nafshecha noder ayita. The only reason you agreed to stay over here with Yitro is not because you love Yitro so much, because anyway you figured, what the heck, I ain't got anywhere better to go. Because that's too dangerous for me, Mitzrayim. But if you would have known that it's not dangerous for you, you would have gone. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, you can't be poteach benolad. They didn't die. V'chimetim hayu, they were there later. V'halo datan v'aviram hayu, and they were present at the machloket of Korach. Ella, what it must mean is, shiyadu minichsehem, that they became poor. Once a guy is poor, nobody's going to pay any attention to him, so therefore they're not dangerous anymore. It's only the machers that are dangerous. They're not machers anymore. So that type of thing is not called meila. Chomim or meida, that situations that are variable situations. Yeah, I mean, having money is a very variable situation. So over there, the Chomim agree that you can be poteach. When you say that something that may occur later is considered to be nola, so okay, but something that you already thought of, b'shas haneder, is just a suffix that it's going to happen and not happen, that thing is not considered to be nola, because I mean, this is the case over here. A little change in gears, sir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if you don't know, it's suvenatum davar kenolani. Even if you discuss the possibility, and you're just not sure whether it's going to happen or not, it's still considered to be nola. And my raya is, chele, the power of my statement, derives from the following, chele de Rabbi Yossi min hada. And there's the Mishnah, Noza, that says, zu ta'ut ta'an of huma madai, mata, shepatach van benolad, nachuma madai, thought that you could be poter benolad even in something that is not that reasonable that it's going to happen. So what happened over there, Nazirim, who didn't know about the Churban Beit HaMikdash, and at the time that they made the Nazirut in Bavel, the Beit HaMikdash still existed. They come from Bavel, cell phones were out of range, and they never heard about the fact that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. They bring their karbanot up to be matir than a zirut, and they find out there's no place to bring it. So now there's no way to be matir than a zirut, right? Says Nachum HaMadai to them, and he says, I mean, if you would have known the Beit HaMikdash would be destroyed, would you have made a neder to be a nazir? And they said no, and he was matir then. So Malan Nachum HaMadai, Yiro Ayitim Yadim Shebeit HaMikdash Atit Leicharev, Nodrim Ayitim Liot Nizarim. So they said to him, of course not. When we want to be a Nazirus forever, there's no way to get out of a Nazirut if there's no Beit HaMikdash. You'll be there forever. So when they went then to the Chachamim, Chachamim said, look, if the Nazirut was Chal Kodem Shechar of Beit HaMikdash, then you can't say if you would have known. If it was already destroyed, then it was just a lack of Yediyah. That's not Nola. It already was there. So you say, if you would have known that the Beit HaMikdash was Choru, that's perfectly good Heter. But to say, if you would have known that it would be Choru, that's no lie. So you see from there, says now Rabbi Yossi, you see from there that even though Lamaisa, we knew that there was a Chashash of the Churban Beit HaMikdash, we've been talking about it for years with the, there's always the warnings of the prophets of doom. Omer Rabbi Zera, Harkin Abitzar of Meim Alon. What he should have said to them was like this: Lo Yitim Yadim Shinigulachem Nevim Arishonim Mizman Shebet Amidash Kayam Shatid Leicharei. He should have said, were you not aware of the fact that the entire period of the Beit HaMikdash was around, the Nevim were always saying that it's a Mashkon. It's called a Mishkan because it's a Mashkon. It's going to be destroyed. So then that would not be Nolad. Lo Havi Kinolad. Because you knew that such a thing was on the table. That's the point. So according to us, the ta'ut that he made was the way he said it. He said, if you would have known that the Beit HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, that's Nolad. But if you would have said to them, indeed, if you would have taken into consideration that that's all that the Nevi'im have been saying, then that's not Nolad. So Rabbi, and that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Hila says, no, that's not true, even that's Nolad. Omer Rabbi Lo, Odu Kenolad. That's also considered to be Nolad. Yecholin Avin Meimah, because they could say that even if we would know, right? So Ila, that Yadin Avin, we did know, Elad Avin and Savin, Demilaya Rechokin. Look, everybody knows they're going to die, but not today. That's what they figure. So the same thing is true about the Beit HaMikdash. Yeah, it's going to be destroyed, but not today. So Mimela, we would have made the Neder anyway. HaChazon asher hu chozeh leyamim rabim ulitim rechokot unibe. As it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, that it's not that the people didn't believe the Nevi'im. It's that the people kept saying, yes, he sees a vision in the far and distant future. And that's what he's prophesying. It's not no Gaia, you know. You're talking about climate change, New York underwater. I mean, we're someday. So Mamela, Nochem HaModai had to be potech in the actualities. It really didn't make any difference whether it was in the view or not. People don't look at it as happening. So va'ay to the Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Zeira. In which case, when Rabbi Yirmiyah says that even when you discuss something and it's a suffix, if it'll be or not to be, so then it's not considered to be Nolad. That is like what Rabbi Zeira is saying, that since they knew there was a possibility of its being Choru, as the Nevi'im always said, so then it's not considered to be Nolad. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, who says even if you did think about it, he apparently holds to what Rabbi Hila says over here, that even though they knew, it's still the fact that you know something doesn't mean that you really take it into consideration. It's still Nolad. Very, very fundamental question about human psychology. You know, does the fact that you put things off mean that it has absolutely no immediacy for you whatsoever and therefore can't be used as a petach because it's pure out and out Nolad? Or is there always a shadow of a doubt in your mind about the actuality of something that you know ultimately to be true? Okay, very interesting. Machlokas. All right, gentlemen.
Yeah. Good.
Lovely.
Five lines down.
10 lines down. It's such a moving thing, and it's past our time.